crimes down, bigots and racists. You just gotta kind of ignore the drive-by nuttings on people's legs. Now, you should be confused by that sentence because we, you know, live in a socially civilized society, but clearly not, because this story is all kinds of crazy. There's a happy ending to this story in a weird way. Yeah, here you've got this individual wearing a shirt that says it's not going to lick itself. So that's probably warning number one. It's okay. It's okay to profile. That's racism. I didn't even get to skin color. What are you talking about? No, I'm looking at that shirt. White dude, black dude, Asian dude. Imagine somebody walking into the store with that shirt on, and they thought that was a good idea. That person's crazy. Skin color is irrelevant. Sexual orientation is irrelevant. Political affiliation is irrelevant. That person's insane. And disgusting. And sure enough, the disgustions amplify as he runs into a dollar store. And at first, I thought he pissed on this woman's leg. And I was like, ew, Abe. Ew, crime's down. And then it got way worse because that's not piss on that chick's leg, boys. There ain't no women listening to this story. There's some women out there screaming right now. No, he ejaculated on her leg. This chick goes, what happened? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. And chop that leg off, sweetheart. God knows. God knows what's going on over there. And I'm surprised that the police put out a, hey, we're looking for this dude, because in San Francisco and Oakland and a lot of these Democrat-run shitholes, they would have been like, somebody ejaculated on a woman's leg in a store? Okay, let's put an APB out. After, of course, we make sure that it's a white person, because if it's anything other than a white person, we will not be giving out images of the individual that we're looking for, because he was on the run after this. And a rapper named Meek Mill said, hey, I got 10 grand to find this dude. And they found him. This is Robbie Harvey over here. Shout out to Meek Mill for helping catch this creep. 35-year-old Philadelphia man, Gary over here, was arrested for, quote, nutting, end of quote, on a woman's leg. Police extended their gratitude to social media for helping bring this man to justice. Yeah, we shouldn't need Meek Mill to drop $10,000 of his own money to go find this completely insane weirdo degenerate. We shouldn't need Meek Mill. But when you're in Philadelphia and a bunch of you Democrat libtards painted defund the cops in the middle of the fucking street and you won't arrest people unless they're conservatives, then you're going to get more of this. You're going to get more of this. That's how that works. It's not difficult to comprehend this. Oh, wait, you guys are dumb liberals, and so you don't understand how anything works. Did that dude run in? Did he run to a, is that a BMW back there? So, what an insane world that we live in. The left is telling you that crime is down. Not only is crime up, crime's getting even crazier. Like, the crime's getting even more disgusting. I was like, okay. I mean, the dude peed on her. That's disgusting. That's a ridiculous, disgusting crime. And I was like, oh no, he peed on her. That's like, I don't know, 2015 energy. No, this is 2024. Listen, I gotta be honest with you. How do you even do that? Abe, how do you even do that? That's a weird thing. Like, he ran into a dollar store and splashed that chick. And again, the police needed a rapper's money in order to find the dude. Yeah, this is going to get worse. I hate to say it. I hate to doom you out and blackpill you, but it's going to get worse. This poor woman. But there you go, boys. Democrat shitholes, not even once. But the dude has been apprehended. We'll find out if he ends up in prison. I got a suspicion that he won't be charged. He might be arrested and then released because the district attorney go, well, what do you want us to do? Right? There's no crime here. No, there's a lot of crimes going on over here. Every aspect of this. His shirt's a crime. His act is a crime. He fled the scene. That's a crime. It's like, he probably fought the cops. Who knows? The crime's all over the place. Can you start arresting people? Eh? No, can't. Now let's go arrest that Blonald Blump for a ledger statement. That's stupid. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. You want to catch up to date? You probably don't, by the way. Listen, if you want to subscribe now, I understand. But if you don't want to be kept up to date, hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.